Music's thank you. Hold on.
Yes, it is. Yes. Oh, yeah, yes.
trying to get that air. Some weird accent.
New England, I think.
I don't know.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Weird. It's not southern, it's not northern, it is.
Privileged. Old fart. The old fart. Old school fart. Boys. Yeah. Yes. Welcome to Studio 2 Lex.
No one's listening to just commercial. I mean, I'm on Pluto TV watching. Just repeat. They have repetitions of same commercials. One of them was the Doctor Who, and the person was speaking as this northern tongue, northern England tongue. Said, what? What? Who? What the? Can barely understand it. If ever meet someone from Northern England, England, Northern like Ireland, they have a little Gaelic. Not Northern Ireland, but Ireland, Scotland. They have this the Gaelic, the old English tongue. So the accent's a little like, huh?
Where? What?
Yeah, so when I pronounce Studio 2 Rocks, that's what it sounds like.
Studio 2 Rocks.
Yeah, welcome to Studio 2 Rocks. Alright. Good enough. Twitter. Change the Twitter to Studio 2 Rocks. I'm trying to get this Satoshi thing to work, but so far, I think I need a separate wallet and have to set it up on my Raspberry Pi because I said that on previous podcast. So once I get that working, then yeah,
you're okay. Other than that, out of here,
what else is there? The world, around the world, what's going on with the world? I listened to No Agenda for a little bit, but I didn't think it was the first like 40 minutes. I just passed out. Whoops. I was tired. Not because I was can't go to sleep. It's like, what do I do? I listen to this, or should I do something else? What should I listen to? Let me play Cyberpunk 2077. I play Cyberpunk for a while. Just didn't install phones. Yeah. Alright, go to sleep. It's like, I still can't, so listen to No Agenda. Like, okay. They talk about Monkey Works. I like Monkey Works. Guys, is he smart or not smart? I don't know. It doesn't look like he's got it, but he, man, knows his stuff. Airplanes, a flight. I was like, oh. So he might uncover something. But the most, like, oh, that I didn't think about that. Should look up Monkey Works. Wonder how many people I reference monkeypox to. How is he started? Boy. Oh boy. Sorry. I can almost say something about people in general, which we call the normies. I don't know what to say. And no, that's most screwed up. I think I said that before. Screwed up thing is the normie thinks we are the normies. It's just like the Karen and Ken think everybody else is Karen and Ken. Except them. Like, oh, you didn't know? Oh, a pilot created the largest portrait of Queen Elizabeth. Are you allowed to do that? I guess he can. Ooh. What is that? That looks like a plane. I know everybody looks at that plane. Oh, Cessna. It's not Cessna. It's a Piper Arc. It looks like a Piper. What is it? Yep, Piper PA-20. Yeah, I like that plane. Is it Piper? But they show a picture of her in a warplane. Wait a minute. She's seeing another plane. Looks like could be a trainer thing. But it looks like a warplane, like old school. And of course, Adam and John. And John. Sorry about the old school English accent. John. It's a podcast. And I feel like the morning show. Catch up. Morning. Get ready for what's happening all over the web type of show. Oh, what did you miss, Joe? So I reference a lot of the podcast because I'm not really a podcast. This is me just talking. It's not a podcast. What are you talking about? No, it's me having a chat with myself and my coffee. And today I have peanut butter sandwich. But anyway, John and Adam and John talked about the electric vehicle catch on fire after hurricane because they're underwater for too long. Yeah. I swear to God. I love the electric and it's super fast. You know, it's on. It's beautiful. But battery explodes. It's underneath the car. If you put a battery in a trunk, it'd be too heavy, in the back ends. Yeah, better suspension you can put in front of the car, yeah. But it's one piece, flat, on the bottom. Like, oh, God. I think Tesla is going to switch to hydrogen fuel cell. It just makes sense. Because it can't have something like that. And I read it somewhere. Somebody posted it's like a document for firefighters. If an electric car is caught on fire, you have to use this type of chemical and you gotta wait 30 minutes at least before you can go in and open the door. They gotta wear a different type of hazmat suit. Well, different type of, well, you gotta wear a hazmat and fireproof hazmat thing. You gotta wear a mask, a special mask, because it's got toxic chemicals in it. No. Oh, let's go. Crap. Dude. If it wants these battery cars, imagine everybody's got to have it in 2035. Like, oh, you got two issues. They explode. What do you think is the next electric? Right next door. Right behind it. It's going to explode too. Then you got the charging issues. Where people will be online. It's like, oh, come on. Finish up, charge it ready. You got to wait like whatever car's in front of you. I mean, now that everybody's electric, you got to wait. That's a charging station. Where you got to find another charging station. If you unlucky, you don't have enough battery to go to the next one. You got to go to this one. Then you got to wait for everybody. It'll take like five. It's five car in front of you. Five. That's almost 5 hours worth. Right. Gasoline. Okay. Gasoline car might get on fire. But if gas leak goes on the ground, now people think like, oh, it's bad for the environment. But no, gas evaporates into the air. Even those chemical, right? Hydrogen explodes, leaks, gets on the ground, becomes water. But I think hydrogen is the way to go. They're pushing for it anyway. I don't mind that because I like the electric motor being super fast. It's on and off, on and I had a booster board, and I know what it feels like. Oh, instant on, like, man, it's nice. So, Lori Lightfoot is out of touch. Yeah, well, a lot of people are out of touch. Especially with the, we got all these evidence, everybody's talking, every news is talking about Hunter Biden. Hunter Jr. All sorts of evidence. He's still there. And I'm busted. He knows. But in the future, yeah. FBI got all these evidence. Okay. Go get him. President Saul, who cares? Go do it. So he's potentially facing, that's what they say, potentially facing charges, tax, gun violence. Okay. What about the deals he made in Ukraine with the gas? So they, it just smells. And we, those of us know exactly what it is. So there's no point. They're not going to get him, don't get him. Let karma get him. Maybe karma will get him. Maybe karma won't. But no other, here's the thing. It woke up a lot of people. Not to say, it's going to shift everybody. Well, the blue state is going to start shifting to red. You know, screw it. Screw you. screw all of you. So, and with the gas issues, all that stuff. Yeah. Things are going to change. It's going to be local produced. I think I'm okay over here. I mean, other than like hurricane, we have to worry about the other things. We don't. There's nothing. Because there's a lot of stuff being produced here in the state. There's so many farms around me that, I don't know, they'll get by. I don't know. I don't care. But we got enough. If not, I got storage food. So, storageable food. Cans. Good enough. I got like beans. I just wish there's. Maybe I should get can of hot dogs. Like the German. The little hot dogs. What they call? Forgot the name. Get a whole bunch of those. Then we got pork and beans. We got a portable butane. Okay, just cut bean. Pork and bean. Just like KMP. Yeah. No. Can't eat that. Nope. No. And I got a lot of herbs. Oh good. Dun. Take a sip. Design, this is beautiful. Somebody took a Lego brick, put a light in, and call it art. It's a Lego art. Lego art. Design boo. Lego art. Lego. Lego my ego. Not ego, sorry. But just, oh. Now tech TSMC in my face for stock. It's AMD. So, AMD is catching up a little bit. And I saw the new NVIDIA graphics card. The thing is huge. You have to buy a new case just to get that thing in there. Like, I don't want that. The third generation is bad. Oh, it's so much faster. Who cares? Like, I mean, I don't need it. It's too big. But I might get AMD just to test. Because they're cheap now. We're listening to Devo. Devo, greatest hit. As Car World goes, yeah. Oh yeah, Elon has the first semi truck. It's battery charged, so if that truck crashes. Catches on fire. Oh, I don't know. There's a safety issue. And there's an environmental issue with electric too. Won't just leave gasoline alone, please? Jeez. I think somebody else, Maserati, is making electric. They just announced their electric. Yeah. Electric. Oh, full electric. What about environment? Who cares? We didn't care. Many years ago, we were doing gasoline stuff. Who cares? Just want to be cool like everybody else. Let's be electric. have to say I admire Toyota. They're not the first one. Toyota and Hyundai making the sports car with the racing car with the hydrogen fuel cell. So there are a few others, but it's never in the news. I kind of saw it. It's like, yeah, we're making this. Then like couple months later, a year later, what happened to it? Like, huh. Okay. Yeah. Oh, the 2023 Maserati Gran Turismo Coupe. English says coupe, right? Everybody else says coupe. So, electric car. Okay. Well, burn it. Watch $1 million car go. And fireman said, we can't do nothing. Yeah, you gotta wait like 30 minutes. Dude, can we sit here and spray this stuff? The foamy things. And that's it. OPEC. The gasoline's gonna go up, yeah. Good time to get electric bike. Electric bike, I can see. Okay, it caught some fire, you can kind of slow down, jump up, just whoops. Electric cars, like, if the door locks, you're stuck in there with the fire. Like, it's bad. Hydrogen, it might explode. Yeah. But then it just changed to water. And maybe you need water to put out the fire. So just Europe bans Russian funds crypto market after a few days. Putin says crypto we accept. Yes. I was like, oh, BTC is gonna jump. Let me check. Like, no, still the same. It's the same. It didn't change. Who cares? Europe. Now when I think of Europe, I just think about that band. The final countdown. The final countdown to nothingness. You know, it's not worth it. They're playing the game. I mean, they're playing this. It's the game is nutty. Yeah. Every country is doing it. So Norway is going to boost the oil and gas production. And ours, we had Adam and John. Said on their podcast, I knew about it. There was a huge strike with our fuel production plant. So, and like they say, it takes 2 days to get the, you shut the plant off, it takes like 2 days to get it ready. Because you gotta check safety. You turn it and make sure everything, certain things on, you make sure, okay. Next thing you turn it on, it's okay. And it takes a long time. Then the final safety check, like, everything okay? Okay, let's run for. It's really the news is messed up. The whole world's messed up. And it's just... Oh! Holy cow. So the migrants on the luxury cruise ship. So it's from the Netherlands? So which one is it? Netherlands or 17.1? Enjoy free buffet. Oh, they enjoy free buffet, luxury cruise ship cabin accommodation, free heating for the winter. Damn, they're gonna push. If everybody's gonna house them in luxury cruise boats, they're gonna send people gonna know the non-migrants from wherever they're from. They're like, oh, let's go. We can get a free cruise. Let's pretend. Like, okay, so this one is. This one's in Netherlands. I'm just wondering which one is going to happen in New York. Is it the Grand Princess? The Love Boat? The Love Boat. Soon to be making another run. That Love Boat? Oh boy. Well, I'm sure there could be a lot of love happening there on that boat. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait a second. Kids that are born on boats in the international water. What are they citizens of? International waters? I don't know what they're going to do. My thing is that I think they're going to just ship it back to Texas. Well, here. Or something. Ship it somewhere else. Get them off my land. But who knows? Who knows what these people do? Me. Washington gave $28 million to Chinese entity for joining research since 2015. Okay, whatever. That we knew. Okay. And find out the and wherever that new guy got arrested with like personal data. Somehow went into, I don't know. Somehow it went to their head. I thought there was somebody else. They handed off. CCP. Handoffs. A lot of CCP handoffs. But this guy got caught, so. And it's. I don't know if they're going to lock them or they're going to lock them up to somewhere else. Interrogations, I'm sure. COVID-19 thing. I think, you know what, I've been, since I sprayed the Clorox type of thing. It's really like poo shock. But free, it's diluted. I sprayed it through the intake of our AC to get rid of some of the bubbles we've been seeing around the house with the AC docks. It's not getting dark. I'm like, okay, spray some stuff. Spray around the every vent. And spray a lot into the thing. No, it's acting like the people say, drink bleach is hydroxychloroquine type of thing. It's got a little, just a tiny bit of bleach. You know what? I think it cleaned up a lot of stuff in the house. Because I don't feel the same. I don't feel the weird stuff. Like the weird tingling things. You get it? So I think it actually works. It's like, wow, Clorox works. But no. Chlorine works. It does. But it's got to be diluted. You just need a tiny bit. But the white spray was a mist. So it just probably went to every room. Just a tiny bit. And cleaned up. Clean up a lot of stuff. And we got a lot of mold. Especially there's a little pond back where we are. All the water. Our house is sitting on top of like a hill. As an incline from the front. A little bit. Then the house then has decline into the fence to the next door. The other neighbors. Water sticks around there. So it's a little, I guess the tree gets a little moldy, a little bit. Everything gets a little moldy down here. You can't get away with it. So maybe the whatever that thing I sprayed, I call the pool shock. It's chlorine. It's diluted chlorine. I think that works. So maybe some people are right about drinking something and having a hydroxychloroquine. Maybe that stuff really do work. So why get fascinated if that really works? But people do. How many people? Hundreds of thousands of Americans saw medical care after the COVID-19 vaccination. CDC data says about 4.2 million symptoms are severe. What are they right? And this is Zerohead. And no, another thing, you have long COVID. It's not advice. It happened to me, so whatever it was, flu or something, you know, you lose that smell thing. No, like old days, I would clear it. I would eat like Indian food, like super, super spicy Indian food. So for the past couple of weeks, I've been making spicy food. And yesterday I made a really spicy Indian food with the spices. Or the really good spice. Tough. Now, put a little rice and I ate it. Like, I was sweating like crazy. You know what? I actually cleared up. Like, I could actually smell like the herbs again. I mean, I've been recovering. Still smelling. But this clearly, like, I get from far away again. It's like, ooh. Like, I can smell stuff. I start sneezing again. I sneeze with herbs, garlic, onion. When somebody's cooking, yeah, start sneezing. So it's working. It's like, holy cow. My God, this thing works. Spices. I don't know what kind of Indian spice. So I put cayenne pepper, paprika, turmeric. What's the other one? Trying to think of the other one. What's that? I forgot. Cumin. So cumin, a little salt. I put Old Bay garlic in it. Like, so like, garlic. Put all that together. And I did miss like one or two things. Didn't add the other stuff. Like basil, and then put basil. Like bay leaves. Cinnamon, I didn't put cinnamon. Some people like it. I don't put cinnamon. I don't know what else. There's a whole bunch. But I just put those four. And it was enough. I put some yogurt. Cooking up the sauce with the yogurt first. Little green peas. Put that on the side. Then took all my Angus beef patties. I just made it into little pieces. Then rubbed them with the same herb and boom, fried them and put the sauce back. Hey! Tastes good. Spicy. And it cured my nose. Holy cow. My nose is good. You can put dill seeds. I have dill weed and dill seeds. Fennel. I'm actually growing some fennel seeds. So hopefully they will come. Ginger. Kind of put some ginger in it. Mint. You can put mint and mustard. Mustard seeds. Yeah, but the thing I saw, which is paprika, let me see, what's the cayenne, carica, cayenne, turmeric, cumin. I think that's it. Is it? Just use these four first. You can add this stuff later. Okay. Let me try it. I'll get some yogurt. Then I got the healthy non-dairy. I don't want to fart, so I got the non-dairy. It's a soy. People are gonna make fun of me. Say soy boy. But hey. Here's the thing, we're Asian. I'm Asian, right? I grew up with soy sauce. So you tell me I'm soy boy. You're right. You're right, man. Hey. Cool, I'm cool. You want to call me that? Go ahead. It would be cool. No. You going to give me a knucklehead? Uh-oh. And I'm just gonna refer to somebody who taught me jiu-jitsu. I'm gonna try to flip you around. So finally, Elon's gonna be a new Twitter head. A lot of people are gonna like, they're gonna jump out, jump ship. I can't control populace. You're not supposed to control the populace. Damn it. Okay. I'm just rambling today too. I don't know what else is there, really. I'm looking at all this stuff. Yeah. Tom and G. Oh. Yeah. Break up. I bet you he has a mistress somewhere. That's how it all starts. Bitcoin may be something else. One side is more demanding than the other. Oh, there was a loose mic during the governor DeSantis and Biden. And Uncle Joe said something with an open mic and somebody recorded it. It was bad stuff. I just saw the article. I didn't even bother to look at it. Listen to it. Whatever. Yeah, the guy, everybody knows. It's like a lot of people from the blue originally, they would switch to blue and they realize, oh my god. But then there are others just like, we stand by him all the way. But he says stupid things. We don't care. Don't care. They're okay. It's okay. It's dusty now. It's maddening. How can you not see it? Like, it's embarrassing too. For the left. Even the good left. It's embarrassing for them. You know, like, why did you guys pick him and have him display his dementia in front of everybody? You know, it's bad. It's a bad present. No wonder everybody's picking him. Including OPEC. Like me. NYC rents soar. Wants to live in New York? I don't. Not right now. You're gonna wait a decade before you go back. And they're talking about New York pizza. Who cares? I just have to say, if it doesn't snap, if you take a pizza, wherever pizzeria claim they have New York pizza, take two halves and go two sides and pull them close together. If the bottom doesn't snap like a cracker, not the cracker dough they use. I'm called in-house dough. If they use the cracker dough with the little holes in it, forget it. It's not New York. But if it's their in-house, close together, it doesn't crack. It sags. That's not New York pizza. It's crap. You have to use warm water with the yeast. Well, warm water with the flour and yeast first. Then you have to chase it with cold water. It's a process. You have to do. No, here's the thing. When the world changes, whatever direction we're going to, it would change, hopefully for the best. Would the influencer still be around? And would they have a job? Is that a job title? And also the social media managers. Would they still be around? Would it be something else? I wonder, would it change if the internet and people change? We don't need the internet. We could just do it ourselves. Will it change? Because if nobody uses gas, the hydrogen fuel cell comes, industry is going to change, right? Not only that, I don't know if it's happening or not. All the people who got jabbed, triple, quadruple jab, and they're slowly going. If they are, be less people, then what's going to happen? What's the priority of our civilization? Will it be influencers, or you gotta actually do something and influence the outcome of a product? I have to think about that a little bit. So nothing else. So I guess this is I did get a new lens. Well, actually this is the kit lens that came with Fuji XC4. Original one, it was not weather ready. So when you get the lens, Fuji non lenses, if they don't have a WR in the end, those are not weather ready. So I got one. I got the kit lens, came with the camera, except it's new, with the ring, with the cover ring, and with weatherproof. So like, yeah, cheap enough. Originally I was gonna get the whole kit, I just realized, oh, not weatherproof. I need weatherproof. Something did come with it, something did not. So I got that to look forward to. It's a really odd millimeter, but I can see the benefits of it. 27 millimeter. It's a pancake lens, what we call it. It's flat. That means the camera can fit in my jacket pocket. My jacket pocket. They don't travel around. They can just take it off. Ooh, check this out. Click, 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 click. Hopefully it's a good one. Then bang around, in a cart, in a shipping cart. It's like, oops. Yeah, so the non-WR, it doesn't have a aperture ring on it. So I don't like that. Like, I need my aperture ring. Old school. I'm old school photographer. I need to see that number. I need to click it. That little click, 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 click. I need to have that. Okay. So anyway, this is it. I don't know what else to say. Except have a excellent weekend. Have a great weekend. Have a great Friday. I don't know what to do. If you having a flu or something, you're getting sick, start getting sick, eat some Indian food. No, I just use spicy food, a little bit, even just tiny bit spicy. It's fine. As long as you sweat a little bit, then you'll get that stuff out of your head quicker. Try that. Yeah, just don't just take a spoonful of something, like a hot spice and just pull your mouth. No, don't do that. That's bad. I know. I just gave somebody a bad idea. But yeah, and don't do the Carolina peppers. Don't do it. Don't. If you want to lick it, just tiny bit. You ever had one of those? I licked it just a tiny bit. I'm like, oh my god, damn it. It's like, I eat Indian food, but I'm like, it was bad. But anyway, have a wonderful Friday. Have a great weekend. And I'll be back on Monday. Hopefully not with Devo. But enjoy Devo anyway. See you later. Ciao.